This is the astrology forecast for the 2017 Libra Full Moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Libra Full Moon takes place on April 10, 2017 at 11:08 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time,
April 11,
2017 at 2:08 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 7:08 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 21 degrees Aries 32 minutes, 21 degrees Libra 32 minutes. The past month has taken you and your heart on quite the journey. What have you learned about attractions, desires, and values? The journey and the questions are cresting now, thanks to the Libra full moon. The Libra full moon always spotlights the energetic seesaw we call relationships. This year's emotional status report promises to be more richly textured than the norm. Every relationship is a balancing act between two people or between the needs of the self and those of the union. That back and forth is likely to hit extremes now. Watch for reactions and outpourings to be aggrandized and over the top with a dash of the unexpected. Tensions may mushroom between the pull of a particular relationship or person and your own urge for free agency, dominance, or simply being taken into account. Dynamics, ground rules, and perspectives are in for a shakeup. Sudden changes of heart are probable, too. Credit all to bigger is better Jupiter being within shouting distance of the moon and staring down Uranus, cosmic rebel, an advocate for alternate viewpoints. Adding to the fun and games is the input pouring in from all over the time-space continuum. Relationships are always a carousel of baggage, to be sure, but what we've been experiencing lately transcends button-pushing. We've been revisiting matters of the heart and bank balance, from getting a fresh look at current involvements to reframing or resolving old ones, since their ruler Venus went retrograde on March 9th. Think of the existing relationships and agreements you've seen in a different light and reconsidered lately. The old friends and flames who've popped up in memory and actual contact. Talents, activities, and projects from the past that have reared their heads. Unfinished business you've encountered and dealt with, tax prep anyone, in the past month. We're still processing as the Libra full moon moves into place, and all these threads weave into the emotions welling now. The personal meaning of the retrograde, however, will continue to unroll long after this moon wanes. Venus is only days from stationing direct on April 15th. That date is between this month's two moons, both of which she rules. Not just the Libra full moon, but also the Taurus new moon coming on the 26th. Venus is, in effect, the cosmic hostess for April, with an influence that pervades the entire month. What we value, including ourselves, will be an ongoing issue all month long, not merely in the situations and emotions coming to a head now. Don't face the prospect with dread. It hardly spells doom. We've been circling around a lot of this and building to what's unfolding. Listening to your heart means honoring it. Waking up can lead to embracing what you want, and maybe to actual embraces as well. Likely this full moon will leave you feeling better, if only, about yourself. Ruler Venus is playing a bigger role than bringing issues of worth and value to the surface. She holds the promise of balm, resolution, forgiveness, peace, and healing, too. Venus is temporarily back in the late degrees of all connected Pisces, along Chiron, the wounded healer, who embodies fully sinking into and mastering physical existence. Their teamwork has the power to dissolve and transmute the emotional harvest of this full moon and the retrograde aftermath as well. Everything you've discovered and explored during the Venus retrograde plays into the Libra full moon's developments. Your retrograde journey affects how you experience, process, and move on from whatever happens now. That journey will be with you as you find yourself on one seesaw or another. Just ride. Let the seesaws careen back and forth however the energy is taking them. Notice your reaction, especially to ones you've been riding a lot, and especially after the last month. If a seesaw feels good or fun, hang on and enjoy.
If it doesn't, get off. Sure, dealing with other people comes with living on this planet. They don't have to rule your existence, though, because your most important relationship is with yourself. If you'd like to learn more about how you're wired for relationships and what makes yours tick, please join me for my talk, Introduction to Understanding Relationships Through Astrology, which is online at the Om Times Experts platform at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Thursday, April 20th, and also available on demand thereafter at experts.omtimes.com/Kathy Beal. That's K-A-T-H-Y, B as in boy, I-E-H-L. I am a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my website, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my weekly mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.